Between big government and big business, it seems high tech is everywhere. They watch what we do. They know what we do. And then you see the battles between, you know, governments, United States, China, Russia. Everybody's trying to spy on everybody all the time and using high tech equipment to get there. And the real question is the United States ready for a tech war on any level? On any level. Dan Gerstein here is a senior policy researcher at the RAND Corporation. Dan, welcome to the program. Dan, welcome to the program. Good to have you here. All right. Well, we have a little problem with Dan. We'll get him hooked back up. We lost the line there. He's in Alexandria, Virginia today. And he writes in part that the Trump administration should develop technology priorities and technologies considered vital to U.S. economic and national security, should receive investments to stimulate advances and promote American leadership. All things I agree with. A global tech war that will likely shape U.S. economic and national security well into the 21st century is starting to emerge. And the reason is you've got all these competing entities. Many technologies have become the focus of this war, with winners and losers already beginning to emerge. At this point, the United States finds itself at a distinct disadvantage, we are told. Ironically, the seeds of this emerging conflict were inadvertently sown by the United States, by us. We did this. The world has seen the impact of technology, how it has led to the buildup of significant wealth and overwhelming military capacity. With approximately one quarter of the global gross domestic product and military spending that exceeds the spending of the next seven nations combined, the United States became what some have labeled the world's hyperpower. And Dan Gerstein joining us back here on the program. Dan, this tech war, this developing competition, why is the United States at a disadvantage? All right, so we just don't seem to have that connection. We're going to drop that for today. We'll get Dan back on a future program here. But the United States, you know, we face these conflicts. And when you look at everything that goes on in the competition with China, China is by far our biggest competitor on the world stage, both militarily now, for high tech, for manufacturing. And I just read yesterday, maybe you saw this, there are some Chinese-made cameras that were bought by the U.S. government that are now banned, thousands of them. And they have been distributed around the United States. And the problem with these cameras is they can feed information back to the nation of China. Think about that. You're walking down the street. You're walking into a government building. You're in a government building. You're in a government installation. You've got Chinese-made cameras that could possibly be sending information to the communist government of China about our government, about your actions, interactions, and the facial recognition software have come so far, they would know exactly who they're looking at. And these should all be things that concern you and I, because again, when you have big government, which is terribly inefficient and not very good at many things, hook up with big business that's very good at some of these things, then you have this all-encompassing big brother, if you will, that has the ability to have the power and the strength of the government and the power and the strength of a multinational huge corporation. And so today, important technology development changes are underway that could dramatically affect everything. You know, when your toaster could possibly spy on you, and that's no joke. When you have a smart meter on your house and all of your appliances are smart appliances, and you know that baby monitors and the cameras that are on your computer, your phone, your little electronic assistant on your desk, or even in your bedroom. Anybody that would put that in their bedroom is beyond me. But you have all of these places, cameras, microphones, all interacting together, all in this big web around you, this electronic spider's web, really, is what it is, has you all encompassed and all surrounded. And the question is the United States ready for this? Are we vulnerable in some places? And you would have to believe we probably are. And so are some other countries. Because make no mistake, as other countries try to infiltrate what we do and look at you and I and everything else, we're doing the exact same thing to them every single day. Every single day this is going on. And you have, when it comes to the tech wars, you have skirmish lines in the tech war that can be seen in several key areas. The next generation of wireless communications, this 5G communication, there's a lot of battling, tug of war, push and shove, which likely will see internet speeds of 100 times greater capacity than today. It's nothing short of an arms race, really, between the United States and China. That's what we're looking at. With national security and economic consequences, it's all in play. do you really believe today that you have any privacy at all? Any privacy at all? Because you're kidding yourself if you think you do. Now, you can remove yourself to some extent. You could be a person without a cell phone. You could be a person without a computer. But most people have devices. And therefore, you're connected to this worldwide spider's web that goes from here to China to Korea to everywhere. And while China's biotech industry is currently less than 10% of the U.S. biotech industry, the rapid expansion by the Chinese and their willingness to steal intellectual property without regard puts them in a position to catch up quickly. Plus, they have all of this money. As the U.S. national debt goes way up, China's influx of cash is also going way up, which means they have the resources to invest, and they have a lot of economic fuel they can put in their tank, and therefore they become a very dangerous competitor. And it's not just government to government and the possibility of a high-tech war. It's the possibility of a real war, a shooting war, when China builds islands in the South Pacific that weren't there previously. And they have spies working in the United States daily, and they're willing to, like I said, to steal intellectual property. They are a huge concern. They are the biggest concern of all, our biggest geopolitical foe to me, and has been for 30 years, are the Chinese. All right, we'll get Dan Gerstein back here sometime in the future. But that's the scenario that we'll discuss with him. We've laid it out for you, and we'll have him back sometime soon. Still to come, Robert Norton is going to join us. He's the general counsel for Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is suing the University of Missouri for not fulfilling its obligations on a $5 million piece of money they got from an inheritance from an estate. Hillsdale says they're not following what they're supposed to do and therefore should forfeit the money to them. It's a big lawsuit. We'll talk about it straight ahead.